is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Linda Nguyen. First name is Linda, L-Y-N-D-A, last name is Nguyen, N-G-U-Y-E-N Nguyen, date of birth 1-20-1982. This letter is being written to Dr. Alfredo Ramirez. First name is Alfredo, A-L-F-R-E-D-O. Last name is Ramirez, R-A-M-I-R-E-Z. Ramirez, address 2820 Elm Rock Avenue, Suite 20, San Jose, California, 95127. Telephone number 408-729-2900. Fax number 408-254-9090. Dear Dr. Ramirez, R-A-M-I-R-E-Z, thank you for asking me to see this 40-year-old female in allergy consultation, period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Linda has been having recurrent hives for about 3 to 4 months with occasional lip swelling and eyelid swelling and facial swelling, period. She has taken Benadryl with definite benefit, period. These episodes occur at one or two times every week, period. Angioedema is usually not very bothersome, period. She was recently given prednisone and some other medication, and that has been quite effective, period. She also has history of mild asthma and takes, and that is generally relieved with albuterol, period. She sleeps well and does not have ongoing asthma manifested by nighttime coughing or any persistent wheezing, period. However, she does have some wheezing with the activity, and I told her how to take And I advised her to take albuterol prior to any activity, and that would generally help any exercise-induced bronchoconstriction, period. For her swellings and hives, there are no emergency room visits, and there is no history of any bruising, pain, or joint pains, or any throat swelling, or anything to suggest anaphylaxis, period. Overall, she is healthy, period. Last episode occurred sometimes in the beginning of January, and she took Benadryl with definite effectiveness, period. Right now, she has taken some Allegra, and that is quite beneficial, period. There was some lab work done which revealed a mildly positive rash reaction to eggs, but clinically, I don't believe she has any allergies, she has been able to eat just about anything without any obvious reactions, period. New paragraph. Examination revealed mild nasal stuffiness, but no other abnormal findings were detected, period. However, she does have significant significant dermatographism, and that certainly could be the possible reason for recurring hives and low-grade angioedema, period. I discussed with her in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, and she was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. New paragraph. Skin testing revealed minor reaction to ryegrass and dust mites, but no obvious food allergies were identified, period. Linda was quite happy to hear that there are no significant allergies, period. Overall, I believe she should do quite well, period. My final diagnosis, mild to moderate dermatographism. Number two, mild uncomplicated wheezing and exercise-induced bronchoconstriction. Number three, mild allergic rhinitis. My treatment plan, number one, avoid any obvious stressful or other factors that might result in dermatographic urticaria. Number two, Allegra, 180 milligram once daily for at least 1 to 2 months. Number three, follow-up PRN if needed. Number four, certainly if she exhibits more allergic symptoms, then retesting may be required. But at this time, I believe she should do quite well, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regards, end of dictation, on patient Linda Nguyen.
I don't know.